This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Kate Daly never disappoints. She's always got amazing information and gas. She takes over in 6 minutes. But I wanted to spend more time on this day. We only have 5 minutes, so I'm ahead now. But I knew when I saw that viral footage 3 days ago in Nevada going into Burning Man on that Indian reservation with traffic backed up for dozens of miles, that when we saw the police crash through and break through the barrier, we weren't being given the truth. The police pull up, people's cars are running out of gas, ladies having a heart attack. It's been backed up for half a day before they even get there. And they tell them, and I'm not going to play the whole footage, it takes 20 minutes, but they're like, leave, go, stop it. Citizens are trying to pull the garbage off the road. The arrogant leftists aren't doing that. So finally, under law, the police can break the blockade. They run through it, turn around, and take action because they wouldn't stop. They're protected by police everywhere else in leftist areas where they do it. But that's the deception of these maggots, is they need to show you what really happened. It's all on Twitter. We're doing an article on InfoWars that shows all the videos. I spent like an hour this morning watching them. But the police were there saying, get off the road, move it out. We're only going to show you the very end of it when they finally said, that's it. And they knew the people were all chained up to it and the rest of it. And so they rammed it out of the way. This is the action we need to see, because cutting off people's energy, blocking roads, kills people. Cutting off the energy in the UK, saying no more heating for your houses, that's announced. Millions of Brits told not to heat their homes. This is happening. You know the leftists drove there in cars to do this. So here's what really happened.
Get off the highway. This is a state route. Everybody will be arrested if not. 30 seconds. Send your leader to my vehicle. Let's talk. Get off the
road. And then he waited way longer than that. But again, they cut the tape that they put out to where then he pushes the barricades down. Lying scum.
Mommy.
Are you surprised? Then they scream, you're risking our lives. You're risking our lives. Their lockdowns killed 85 million people, the UN estimates. Nothing to do with the virus. We're going to lock everything down. Bunch of rich trust fund kids.
Get out now! Get out! On the ground! All of you on the ground!
He just told her minutes before, get it off the road. She wouldn't do it.
Get on the ground!
I told him, screw you. Oh, please help me. I just want to cut everybody's energy off and kill everybody. Oh, please help me. I just work for the Rothschilds and the big banks. So we starved 85 million people to death. Big deal. We're liberal. Oh, please. You imagine if the rest of the police were like this, actually doing their job? Those cars barely have enough gas to get there. There's a gas station up the road. A bunch of them ran out of gas. A man had a heart attack. One other person died. It's funny to them. Blocking your way somewhere is siege. These people are the scum of the earth. Millions of Brits told not to heat their homes now. I don't have time to get into it all. I'll try to cover it tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. Harrison Smith doing a great job, knocking out of the park. So's on Shoyer coming up at 55 minutes. Infowars.com/show. You're getting excited about the broadcast. That's why it's having a bigger effect than ever. I'm not risking my life on a lost cause. I know we have a good chance of beating this if we wake up to what this is. The ultra-rich collapsing civilization and get total control. We can win this fight, but you are the human intelligence. You are the eyes and ears. You are the word of mouth. You march, enemy falls. You sit where you are, we die.
You prepare for war.
tread on me. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you today. And I have a lot to share with you. So we got to get rolling on this. Here's the deal. I was just admiring my ceiling fan. You know, the one King Dingling and Vice Dingling would like to ban because it's all of $39 over the lifespan of the new energy efficient fan. Okay. Anyway, that's a lot of money, $39. Buys a whole Coke right now. Anyway, so you're seeing all of these bans. You're seeing all of these things. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we get into this hour, what's happening with the C40 cities. There's so much information to go over with that. But I want to tell you about a trip I just took. And I actually went on a cruise. It was my anniversary. Went on a cruise. And it was interesting. You have to fill out this paperwork before you get on the cruise. And they want to know how you're going to come to this location. And they want to know if you're going to fly. And they want to know if you're going to drive or park a car. And I kept thinking to myself, why do they need to know all of this? Why is this so important? Because obviously they don't, but I want to see their excuse. So I'm looking for the excuse as to why they need all the flight information for every single passenger coming in. And the excuse they give, I can't make this up, is that they need to know in case something happens to you on the ship, how you're going to fly home on what airline. And I was sitting there thinking, what does that have to do with anything? Nothing. It's absolutely ridiculous. But here's the deal, though. Let me tell you. So in a drop-down menu, you're supposed to pick your flights, okay? There's a reason I'm telling you this. So you're supposed to pick your flights, but my flight wasn't showing. And I was a little confused by this because I just wanted to go through the mechanism of it just to kind of find out why they were asking all this, what they were doing with all this information, all this data for HHS, right? And so the drop-down menu gave me my flight number, but it gave me a different time, and it was a later time. And I thought, well, that's really strange. Same flight number, but this was over a week before the flight. And the later time was about an hour, hour and a half after, about an hour and a half after my regular flight, or 2 hours after, I think it was. And I thought, this is really strange. In fact, I had to manually put in my own flight that I bought just to be able to put it in so it would stick into the computer, right, to get to the next step, because I wanted to see what all these steps were. What's interesting is, a week later, it's the day of my flight. I've returned from my cruise. It's the day of my flight to go home. And not until about 5 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock at night, I get this message that my flight's been delayed to the exact same flight time that the drop-down menu had a week before. And I just thought that was really strange that they knew that my flight would be bumped. They absolutely knew my flight would be bumped. It wasn't even offered as a flight. But I get to the time, and it's, of course, that exact time. I just wanted to share that with you because I just thought they're playing a lot of games with the airlines. There was an article yesterday about Delta, a flight, a Delta flight where injured passengers for turbulence, 11 people on a Delta flight were taken to the hospital on yesterday after it hit turbulence, right, heading to Atlanta. And so there's all kinds of articles right now. I don't know if you've noticed this, but all kinds of articles talking about, oh, flying. Oh, you could get hurt. Oh, my gosh. Your flights will be delayed. Over 50% now is the standard for delayed flights. You can't count on a thing.
And there's problem after problem after problem. Never mind that you're crammed into a sardine can with seats made for small Asian people and they don't really fit Americans. Never mind that. Never mind that you're flying the Walmart of airlines like Spirit Airlines. Never mind that either. But now they have it to where this is a problem, right? So when the COVID bucks kicked in, I think it was February, March of 2020, a lot of that money went to the airlines, right? And they talked about owning the airlines. And I've mentioned this before on this show. And they talked about this. And what was really crazy about that was that they went into full ownership. They used to be able to obviously regulate, obviously, you know, tell them what's going on to the Department of Transportation. But they went into full ownership with hospitals and with airlines with the COVID bucks. There was such a looting of our country, such a looting, such a treasonous looting that not one single person on those debate stages right now are even talking about. And especially on the right, because I'm on the right, right? And not talking about it at all. Not talking about the looting, not talking about the lockdowns, not talking about the shots killing people all the time. What we're talking about is the superfluous crap. That's what we're talking about. So I share that with you because I thought it was really strange that my flight cropped up and that also they're demanding all this information before you do something simple like take a little cruise. It's very, very interesting. Our borders are wide open, right? If I'm from another country, I can enter the country no problem. You don't need to know my flight information. You don't need to know any information about me. I could just come on over and grab a life. But if I'm an American who wants to travel, yeah, a lot of data and a lot of paperwork now is being shared by HHS. But it's even gotten worse than I even remember just like a few years ago. It's on steroids. And I just kind of wanted to give you that little synopsis just to let you know that if they know that these flights are being delayed and they have advance warning and they don't tell you, which could actually help people travel, but they don't tell you, isn't that odd? Isn't it a little strange that it was actually bumped to that later flight? And my flight really, after I booked it, was no more. Interesting. I also want to talk about storm fear for just a moment. We have this hurricane. Of course, we are talking about it nonstop in mainstream media. And this is the new word for storms is apocalyptic scenes. Okay. So you're getting all of this apocalyptic. It's apocalyptic. And before a couple of years ago, I remember being on the air and it was bomb cyclone. They use that word nonstop, bomb cyclone. And everyone went, what is a bomb cyclone? They tried to kind of regurgitate these terms into the weather forecast and make it sound ultra scary. Do you guys remember that Saturday Night Live clip where it was all about the storm? Okay, so I was just thinking about that the other day. So we have this hurricane, and I'm sure people will be affected by it. But I'm telling you that the apocalyptic scenes, the way in which we describe what's going on right now, because I want to show you kind of the difference of what it looks like to have an article about a storm 50 years ago. I want to show you that because this is, or I want to tell you about that one because this is interesting. So you have apocalyptic scenes and this massive, they say massive storm surge has smashed Florida's Cedar Key region ahead of the catastrophic hurricane hitting in the next few minutes. Okay. This was yesterday. A brave clam fisherman who chose to stay behind to help rescue people who have refused to leave said the beautiful coastal area is a near apocalyptic scene. Really? The fisherman goes around saying it's an apocalyptic scene? Or did the news insert that? Anyway, because it kind of goes along with all the other articles in which the same exact wording is used. So Mr. Bobbitt, the clam fisherman, I wonder if that's the same Bobbitt that's missing a vital piece of his body. Anyway, said that he felt the worst case scenario predictions of storm surge in Cedar Key would come true. Okay. And then he also said that basically he was saying, it's going to make landfall and it could be a disaster and it could be a cat 5. It could be a cat 4, even a cat 3. And everything in the news yesterday was all about what it was going to be, the prediction of what it was going to be. Now you could say, okay, they can predict. But I thought it was interesting that they were predicting so heavily because what did it do? It turned into a cat 1, right? So if it turned into a Cat 1, that's kind of, I don't know, just kind of interesting. So we had Hurricane Allen in 1980. 250 people died in that, 1980. I don't know if you guys remember that. But the wording was completely different. The wording was very mild, talking about a Cat 5 storm in 1980. And I thought the comparison, when I come back, I'll give you the comparison because I'll run out of time on this clip of the show. But let me just tell you, it's quite a drastic change from what we're getting right now. And why are we getting the rhetoric? Who was on the news needing money? Oh, that's right. FEMA, the same one staying in $1,000 to $5,000 rooms per night at the Four Seasons, right, in Maui, having a little vacay. Yeah, that FEMA. They were crying for dollars. Crying. So what does that mean? What can that tell us about what they're trying to spin? I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
News. This is so exciting. I love President Trump. He's the real deal. They're after him, but he, for far too long, has not come out against the shots and not done enough against the lockdowns and things he was manipulated with. Just minutes ago, a full article went up on Infowars.com. 30 minutes ago on Truth Social, he put out, "We will not comply. Trump backs bombshell Alex Jones report, rejects left-wing lunatics trying to bring back COVID lockdowns, which they now admit our story was accurate." Of course it was. It was directly from high-level federal whistleblowers. So now that Trump is energizing people on the left and the right who are against new lockdowns, this will take him up 5-10 more points. So it won't be 50 points ahead of the competition. It will be 60-70. This is the right thing to do. This is a massive victory, and it shows the power of this broadcast. 11-12 days ago, I said, if you will simply look it up and see how they're rolling it out, we will get ahead of this and stop it. The power of the people, not to just be reactive, but to be informed and resist this tyrannical rollout. He calls them the COVID tyrants. Here is the video.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that is Trump 2.0. He said, "I didn't know Washington before. Now I do." That's the race in the hole. He gets it. They've launched their announcements, the schools, the colleges, the vaccine mandates, the masks. It's all back, not just here, but all over Europe. Climate activists, mask activists beating people up in Canada, we covered it earlier, who won't wear a mask. They are trying it again. But fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. This is an incredible moment here. The people aren't going to take this crap. To have Trump come out like this is the strongest yet. And it's the right thing to do. It's what we've been asking Trump to do. I am so incredibly excited to be at this moment. And I feel like it's a Ric Flair moment. Woo! 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 Because the star in their crown of control is the whole COVID tyranny and the new booster and all of it. And our whistleblower 2 weeks ago, not nail it, that by September 15th, they'd roll out new shots and masks at the airports, and it's here. But it may not happen now because you're awake. And they'll say, "Oh, Jones was wrong." But everybody saw the propaganda. I said we can stop it because we have the power amazing. I'll be covering it tomorrow on the Thursday edition, 11 a.m. Central. But Kate Daly's here to host the fourth hour. I'm going to have her take over and get her response to this. But Trump is now hitting on all cylinders, praise God, and passing ammunition in the info war.
Thanks, Alex. Really appreciate you bringing this to light. I am so happy to hear him finally say this. And I was just reviewing a Babylon Bee headline yesterday, and it was CDC announces new election year Omicron COVID variant. And I thought, I'm so glad when I watched that video, I'm so glad that Trump came out to actually talk about the election COVID, because that's really what it is. Does everybody really remember going back to this stuff a year ago? No. And of course, it's close to an election. And you know what it is? It's so obvious.
That's well, remember a year and a half ago, the head British health minister got caught in emails and text messages saying, now let's release a new variant to scare them again. They've been caught.
I agree. And the HHS just did $1.4 billion in new COVID tools. And so the fact that they just did that, they just opened an office in the White House. They're drooling over COVID. They're drooling over lockdowns. And I'm really happy to see Trump really nail it on video and say, I am against this. Isn't that refreshing? It's like nice to hear him actually say that. I like that.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to let you take over the rest of the hour. We're going to take this full segment, yeah, put it up to band.video. Everybody needs to share it right now. This is huge. Kate Daly.
Thank you. All right. Back here with you for a couple of minutes and before we go to the next break. And let me just say, I'm really happy to hear him say it. He needed to say it, and he needed to be absolutely against what's happening. And so it's refreshing. Good for him. I'm glad he's doing it. Fear, false evidence appearing real. That's the acronym for fear. False evidence appearing real. And it's so true. They're using it to their advantage. And just because the HHS plans to grant more awards by the end of this fiscal year, and $1.4 billion for COVID tools, doesn't mean the people have to let them use it. The people have to stand up. We cannot wait for somebody to lead us there either. We've got to get to a point where individually we have courage. Land of the free, home of the brave. You know, I used to think that was reserved when I would go over the home of the brave phrase in that. I would think of the military, and I would think, you know, the brave military, right? If they were going to end that sentence, that's what I would think of in my mind. But you know what it is? It's a brave American. It means us. It doesn't necessarily mean the military might. It doesn't necessarily mean that is a phrase for certain individuals. If we all had a backbone and we all had courage, you know, when I was in the airport, I saw all this new advertisement on the walls as I was walking through the airport. And they had a guy with a cone on his head, you know, the ones that the dogs wear when they get fixed. And the guy had a cone on his head, and he's talking, he's at dinner with this beautiful gal who's wearing a mask. And it was all about safety. It was all about safety. It's coming back. We need to be safe. You guys feel safe? Because we're safe to death. Do you feel safe? No, I feel like my government wants to kill me. That's how I feel. Do you? Are we going to be brave? Are we going to have courage? Are we going to say no? Because you know what? They don't have enough minions to get the HHS $1.4 billion COVID tools to actually go down the pike unless people are willing to do it. I think it's high time that we become an American in this country and realize who we are and the power that we have. Because last time I checked, that Constitution was still in play. It's not gone yet. They've tried everything they could do to ruin it. But it's not gone. It's there. And as long as it's there, there's a fighting chance. And we, the people, have to say no to this. Do not comply. The best thing that you could ever be is the most horrible global citizen that you could ever be. Truly. I really believe that. We need to find our brave again. We need to find our backbone again. I'll be right back for the Alex Jones Show. Hey, Dolly.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Okay, so I talked about the apocalyptic storm. That's the new phrasing, the new word. You're going to hear it everywhere. It's ridiculous. Okay, to frame it like that, it hasn't even hit as of yesterday, and every single article, I think, had that phrase in it. It was bizarre, just kind of like a bomb cyclone, which is ridiculous, right? So back in 1980, they had a Hurricane Allen. And there was an article on Hurricane Allen. You want to see the difference about what the news does today as opposed to before? Here's an article. Hurricane Allen continued today and aimed its 170 mile, this was a Cat 5, mile per hour winds in torrential rain. Yep. It was much worse. We have a Cat 1 right now, but that was a Cat 5. Yeah, 250 dead, Cat 5. Okay.
So I just want to take everybody back about 8 years before that, too, because there was a couple of articles. And by the way, can I just say, why are we even naming these storms with a name? Why don't we just give them adjectives? Because that's clearly where the news wants to go because of FEMA. FEMA is very, very set on raising some more money for themselves, greedy little bastards. And they also want us to foot the bill. And so, of course, they're on camera crying over money. And so what do? Amp up the storm before it even gets here. Amp up emergency status. Amp up everything. I'm not saying they're not going to get rainfall or flooding, but amping it up in the news in particular to sell us on the fact that FEMA needs more money. Because when I saw that FEMA needed money, I thought, well, isn't that strange that my first thought would be, well, we'll probably have a super big storm. And you guys know how they hyped San Diego so that everyone would stop talking about Maui is really what that plan was all about. They didn't want to talk about Maui. They don't want to talk about the fact that a car gets burnt all the way down to a nub and the grass around it doesn't burn, right? They don't want to talk about it. So I saw this article, and then I saw a couple of other articles after I was reviewing the fact that FEMA just wants a simple reallocation of resources. Anytime we get manufactured events, we see a reallocation of resources behind the scenes. And also, back in 1972, they had this article written, and this was an article about, this was in the Titusville Herald. And it was this title, "Has weather been included in arsenal in U.S. military?" That was Ludington Daily News. And then, "And should we tamper?" Okay, "Should we tamper?" in the Titusville Herald in 1972. And what they wrote about was the fact that Senator Pell at the time, I think from Delaware, proposed an international treaty barring manipulation of weather for military purposes. This is what the article states. And in part, Senator Pell was reacting to testimony of the Department of Defense before a Senate committee for a $3 million budget for the department's Nile Blue climate modification research. And since it now appears likely that major world powers have the ability to create modify climate that would be seriously detrimental to the security of the country, Nile Blue subproject was established in that fiscal year. And so they went on and on and on about the fact that we don't see them doing these things, but we can see them doing these things. And of course, we all knew what they did on the Ho Chi Minh trails. We all knew that they were manipulating weather in the Vietnam War. But they got found out, and they finally had to come out and talk about it and say it and admit it, because then what they wanted to do was create this treaty where they would bar weather modification. Can they make a storm worse? Yeah, they can. Can they cause an earthquake? Yes. We all know this, right? What's strange is that it keeps being called a conspiracy theory when the government not only passes a treaty barring it, but also the fact that for the last 50 years we've been hearing about this. Little evil little Brennan over there, of the CIA, was talking about it as if it was a badge of honor. When the last hurricane, the major one, hit in Texas, I remember the Texas government saying, "Well, yeah, we can further along a storm. Yeah, we can do all kinds of stuff." And then don't you wonder how many things are manipulated in order to get FEMA dollars, right? And everybody forgets we have insurance. Everybody forgets that everybody's insured on their buildings, right? And they act like that's not possible, and that FEMA has to swoop in and save everybody. So therefore, you need to add money to the coffers. Therefore, pony up, tax dollar, because FEMA needs your cash. That's how crazy this thing is getting. And back in 1972, both articles, the first one, which was, "Has weather been included in arsenal of U.S. military?" And then also Titusville, the Titusville one, "Should we tamper?" There were articles, there were about 6,000 articles written about this, and people didn't even flinch. They didn't even flinch. It was the strangest thing that we didn't even realize what we were about to get hit with and what the government could do to us for what? The reallocation of dollars. That's what it's all about. They're shifting money in the background, and our eyes are glued to the hurricane status, right? And what is it? It's a one. Not that there's not any damage, but give me a break. This is getting ridiculous. Apocalyptic scenes. And here's another thing I want to share with you too. on the COVID thing, because that's what Trump brought up. And of course, I love that he was actually on tape, like condemning what they're about to do. Okay. Because that's supposed to hit, I think, mid-September in a couple of weeks, actually, the start of the lockdown, the start of the, there is nothing wrong, but we think you should all mask up mantra narrative. They can only do it if we go along with it. And what are they trying to do inside that narrative? Right now, the narrative is in public places where all the things that they own, the airlines, the hospitals, it's all the things that they own that they can exercise that kind of control over, plus a few more. But they want to make sure that because they own them now, they can say, you will wear a mask on this airline. For what? They won't say. Right now, it's the red meat allergy or what? You know, Ebola? I mean, give me a break. They can't really narrow it down. So instead of a name this time, they actually gave it a number, right, to a variant that's fake. And then also, they came out with this article yesterday. Experts issue urgent death warning to anyone who has had COVID in the last 2 years. You mean the shot? No. The article says if you've had COVID, which I call blowvid because it blows, because the whole thing blows the last 3 years. But yeah, they actually came out and said new research indicates that anyone infected with blowvid is at an increased risk of dying for up to 2 years after catching the bug. Let me get this straight. You get a cold or the flu and you're going to die from that 2 years later? You guys, this is so, it's so obvious, the desperation. It's so obvious, the clown show. It's so insane now. I mean, I saw this and I thought, they're actually trying to sell this. They're actually going to think that people are going to believe this. And yes, I mean, I can walk around the country and find some complete idiots. I'm trying to wash my mouth. Idiots that would actually believe this. But isn't that crazy that they're trying to sell it as, hey, 2 years later, it's COVID, not the shots. The shots saved you. It's COVID. Do you guys realize how much those numbers went up in 2021? The death numbers came in 2021, not 2020. We only did 16.2 billion in death, which is actually less than the year 2019 in 2020. We paid less for death. The insurance numbers came out. When those came out, they said, yeah, they didn't have the deaths in 2020. Nobody was dying from COVID. They were dying from the shots. So this is just, this is insane. They're trying to sell us this. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you kind of a little hint. I was talking to Dr. Brian Artis, and he said after Biden said there was no more COVID, remember that? A week later, they came out with the SARS-2 COVID thing, SARS whatever it's called, they call it. And they said it was directly linked to the nicotine receptors. He says 6 days of wearing a nicotine patch, you can end brain fog. You can end all those, what we call long hauler symptoms. All that means is that your immune system is just still down from all the toxic poisoning that's going on right now. And 6 days of nicotine patches, a patch each day, 6 days of that can actually remove all of that. Interesting. Definitely want to try that because of the article, the many NIH articles on the nicotine receptors. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you from katedalyradio.com. You know, I was just talking about the SARS-CoV-2 and the article that came out in May, SARS-CoV-2, this was from straight from the NIH, the spike ectodomain targets the A7 nicotine receptors. Yeah. My thoughts and feelings on Blovid are that it was a label. It was a nice, convenient label in which they called everything a cold, a flu, everything COVID, so that you would be very, very afraid. And the FDA, on the pamphlet that they passed out when they were giving the shots, they would give people a pamphlet. And one of the questions in the pamphlet was, does this have COVID in it? And the answer was no, this has no COVID in it. And I thought that was so funny because there was no COVID in the test. There was nothing in any case scenario in any shot where COVID was recognized in any possible way. And so what did you get a shot for?
Yeah.
Well, so what they're really basically doing, I think, is they're taking the cold, they're taking the flu, and it suddenly has a name. And so when they say SARS-CoV-2, and I'm wondering if there's ever any targeting going on where they're able to target poison, target anything in that way, to make people sick, but not the populace. We're not catching it from each other. This is basically like a targeted event. If that's the case, and if things are happening to us in our food supply and in all of these different case scenarios, that would be, would the nicotine patch work for 6 days? Would that alleviate that? It's kind of an interesting hypothesis because it's going to sound crazy at first, right? But then when you think about it, not only did they just say this now and admit it after, of course, King Dingling said that COVID wasn't a threat anymore. Give me a break. But they also wrote about it in the year 2020, in July. And they also said the exact same thing, the involvement of the nicotine receptors in COVID-19. Like I said, when people say pandemic, I kind of snicker because there really was no pandemic. It was the shots that were really, really hurting people and killing people and still are. And the fact that I think if you have cancer in your body and for some reason it's dormant, but those shots can heighten it, I have seen deaths personally from that, personally, where the person was perfectly fine. Maybe that wouldn't have even come out of hiding that cancer somewhere in his body, right? Or her body, that wouldn't have come out for years, but the shots throw that on fire, right? And cause that storm. That's why they're saying now, oh yeah, you could have all these problems now from COVID 2 years later. It's just the shots, right? We all know that. And the HHS, by the way, did award $1.4 billion to develop next-gen COVID-19 tools. Doesn't mean we have to use them, though. Doesn't mean that. And also, I just wanted to say as well, Republican states are passing the biometric digital IDs faster than anyone, it seems. So they're really making sure that the states do this. And this is when you see the governors, when you see people in the arena and these governors being controlled, and they do that through the Governors Association and everybody's on board, right? These states go into these lockdowns and it's all fakery. The whole two-party system is fake. And these, even the candidates that we have, running for office right now, so many, well, I'll put it this way. You always have to ask who funds them. And what's interesting is they're not talking about the shots. They're not really talking about the lockdowns, except Trump just did. And I'm really proud of that, that he did that. But no one else is. In fact, Vivek even said, and I know he sounds great, but he also was like, oh, yes, the shots. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, he wrote about the shots saving everybody. So you're going to find that kind of nonsense. You're going to find those little catalysts of speech, the ones that say, climate change isn't as big as they're making it out to be. But yeah, climate change is real. No, it's not. It's cyclical. Human-caused climate change is not real. Or you say, well, yeah, we had COVID, but they didn't need to do all of that. I would like somebody to say, no, COVID was completely faked start to finish. And it was a term that they used for 98 different symptoms. And that's why they were putting all those death certificates. It didn't matter if you were in a car accident, you died of COVID. Why? Because they'd do a swab and any antibodies that showed up from a cold in your body would present that you had COVID and people believed it. It's insane. So I bring that up because right now we have the C40 cities. We have a lot of cities that have signed up to ban meat, ban dairy, and private vehicles by 2030. And they're serious. They want to do this. Austin, Boston, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New Orleans, New York City, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., of course. Many of dozens of other cities across the globe are also members of the C40. What they envision for you is 2,500 or calorie or less diet forced. What they see for you is sharing cars, sharing shuttle cars, no private ownership of vehicles whatsoever. Okay. Also that you'll be allowed to fly, can't fly more than one time every 3 years. Now we all understand why we're getting all the articles and over the, which is true about the airlines, being consistently screwed up on a daily basis, right? Think about any flights that you've taken this year. For the most part, did you actually fly when they said you were going to? Were there issues and problems with your plane? Did you sit out on the tarmac endlessly? Okay. So more and more problems. Okay. And what they really want to do is discourage people from flying. So the whole can't fly more than one time every 3 years. You all right with that? I'm not okay with that. And shifting private car ownership from fossil fuel to electric, knowing that our system could never handle that. It's doomed to fail. It's planned to fail. That's why they're pushing the electric cars, but it's actually planning to fail. They want electric cars to fail so that you can't rely on them, can't go very far, right? And then you're locked into these little 15-minute cities. I had a new 15-minute city crop up in my state of Utah. And what's interesting about that is they sold it as, it's so convenient. You basically have a wall in the backyard, no real grass because that's bad for the enviros, right? The enviros and the crazies. And it was, look how efficient. Look how fun. Look how cool this is for Mother Earth. And what they're really saying to you is, you're just a bad human and we really don't want you around. So you're taking up too much space. So if they get what they want, that would mean that we have 2,500 calories a day or less by force within the next 15 years. Flying, visiting family would be out, right? You'd have to get permission for that and permission to leave your 15-minute city. What's interesting, too, is any articles all the way down to local news will not say the words 15-minute city. My own governor acts like it doesn't exist. He denies it, has denied it on camera. But if you go around our United States, you will see 15-minute cities cropping up as these new, efficient, scarce, small, tiny, this is the new dream that they're trying to sell to the youth, is that you should live in this tiny little know-nothing, spend a whole lot of money for it where you both have to work and take the, you know, so that no one's really raising the kids, right? And that you have to live in this little know-nothing, and that's your new dream. They're trying to sell that right now. And so this whole C40 nonsense, they want people to have to bike or have to basically get permission to travel. And I think the hardest part about that for people is, and this is called, by the way, the future of urban consumption in a 1.5 degree Celsius world. Yeah. And these cities all signed on to that. The hard part is, do you lose hope when you start to think about these things? Do you feel a panic? And I hate fear porn, but we must know what's coming so that we can actually warn our kids and we can actually tell our kids what's happening. And we can do it in a way that it doesn't scare them or take away their hope. But honestly, we don't have, it's hard to have that feeling of everything's great and go about your day knowing all of this is coming. But I also think at the same time, just when I was talking about the home of the brave and are we brave and do we have courage and do we have a backbone? We need to exercise that at every turn so that this stuff doesn't come into fruition for our kids. We've got to protect our kids enough that we take the hard sacrifice now. And whether that means job or whether that means you can't, you know, whatever it is, do not conform to the masks. Be the worst global citizen you can be. Do not conform to any of it. If we do not stand up in mass, this C40 stuff, all the stuff that they want to do, all those tools that they are just raping our country over and getting the money for COVID right now because of their designs and what they'd like to do, it's all so obvious now. It's more obvious than it's ever been. So the people that are waking up are going to wake up right now. And that's what we need to do, is inform, get people to stand up to it. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show, katedalyradio.com. Thanks, you guys.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.